relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
It's a little bit of a regret of mine. Welcome, dear friends, to America First One-on-One that I managed to have quite a bit of fun when I was in the White House with the likes of, Eric, what's Fredo's real name?
I believe it's Chris. So
thank you. Chris Cuomo. Then some woman at MSNBC, I can't even remember her name. And then the best, of course, President Trump loves it, is my Anderson Cooper 15-minute interview where I informed him that I'm so sad that CNN has fewer ratings than the Cartoon Network. Reruns of Scooby-Doo get more views. Not a joke, as Joe Biden would say. You can look it up. It's a fact. But I never had the inestimable joy to debate that peculiar homophobe with the Hitler Youth haircut. I think you know who I'm talking to. Joy Reid. So I'm envious of our guest who recently sparred quite ferociously and left bits of Joy Reid on the floor. And we're delighted to ask her how enjoyable that was. She is the co-founder of the amazing organization that in just a couple of years has gone from strength to strength. It is a key to our success in saving the Republic. Tiffany Justice of Moms for Liberty. Great to have you back in the studio, Tiffany.
I'm so happy to be here with you.
So before we get down to where we are right now, what you're doing, what the next 7 months are going to be like for, you know, energizing those who want to save the Republic. Walk us through this story, because everybody, I'm going to post this after the interview. Watch it. It's like 12 minutes long. It's like it is a glimpse into the dark heart of the fake news industrial complex. Ooh, I like that. Eric, can you make a note of that? I think we have to popularize fake news. I think I just came up with that. Fake news industrial complex. What do you think of that? Do you like that, Eric?
Phenomenal. Anything with industrial complex after it is a winner.
Anything with industrial complex. So walk us through this experience. So you got a request, and was it like all friendly? And we'd love to have you on our show, Tiffany.
So I was going to be in New York for our town hall. We had a town hall on January 18th.
Right.
Yep. And I had challenged Randy Weingarten, who is the head of the American Federation of Teachers, the AFT, to a debate. And Joy, MSNBC, I said, you know what? I'll even do it on your home turf of MSNBC.
So you just did this on social media?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Just said, I'll even do it on MSNBC. And MSNBC was excited about it. And Joy Reid's show reached out and said, we'll host it. I'll moderate. And I said, I am in. Sign me up.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Randy
Didn't show up.
And so it was supposed to be a 6 to 7 minute segment that turned out to be 16 minutes.
Right.
I didn't know what we were going to talk about.
Did they tell you in advance that they're going to call you a racist, white supremacist, America hater? Or
no, but I expected it.
Right.
So I went in, you know, fully prepared for that.
And how was that? I mean, everybody needs to watch it after this. How was that experience? I think she's cretinous. I mean, I think she's really stupid.
You and I both know that Joy is not reading these books to her kids at bedtime.
That's the point.
That's the point.
You mean she's not reading pedophilic pornography to her children?
I don't think so.
But
no.
She's a homophobe, by the way. Guys, look it up. It's true. She had blog posts that allegedly the FBI are investigating for having been hacked. But what is it, Eric? We're trying to keep a tally here. What is it, 8 years since she said the FBI is investigating the hacks that magically created these homophobic posts on her blog?
Somewhere between 8 and 10 years, I think, yeah.
It's so weird, that FBI. They're really in a hurry when it's January 6th, but when it's Joy Reid's homophobic posts. Yeah, she... did you get that sense that it's all a lie, everything coming out of her mouth?
Yes, and then the whole thing, the whole conversation around books has been disingenuous in general. So that's exactly what happened when I sat down. She wanted to speak about specific books. I was prepared to do that. I try to be pretty prepared. And so it was just an interesting conversation that we had. She actually opened with a a video of me on Steve's show, Steve Bannon's show. It was my first time in studio with him. And so that was just a blessing to start. And then she started asking me at the beginning, you know, well, do gay parents have rights? And I said, yes, Joy, of course. Do, you know, African-American parents have rights? Of course, Joy. It's a fundamental right, God-given right. And I don't know what she was looking for or expecting me to say, right, but we're a parental rights organization, and I don't have to agree with every parent to respect their right to raise their kids.
Right. And here, the narrative, you tell me, because you're the one who steps into the firing line, the most common assault I hear is, but what are your qualifications?
I can read.
You're a parent. I mean, what? You mean you don't have, you know, fake doctorates like Jill Biden? I mean, this is their favorite go-to, isn't it?
Like, it is.
You're a teacher. You don't have a PhD. Therefore, homosexual porn for kids should be fine.
Yeah, any porn for kids.
Any porn,
clear.
Sorry,
I'm totally against. I really don't care who's you know, having the sex, right? And so, yeah, I mean, I said that to her. I said, Joy, I don't need to be an expert to know that strap-on dildos aren't acceptable for public school. Yeah. You know, I said, I actually think I said in the interview, let's get real. And so I...
Was there any point, because, I mean, you go straight to the bone. Is there any point where you saw like a glimmer of, you know, recognition from her?
Yes, a couple times. Yeah, towards the end of the interview, she was talking about the fact that not every school has a librarian and not every school has a library. And I said, I know, Joy, that's a big issue. We should be talking about that.
Right.
And I watched as she stopped for a second.
Ooh, right, because
like,
she doesn't want to talk about that.
Yeah, and she had an opt-out form she wanted me to look at and said, you know, what about something like this? And I said, well, I think this is the start of a conversation. I don't think that we should have porn in libraries and parents should have to opt their kids out of accessing it. It doesn't belong there in the first place. But I certainly will use that as an opener for the conversation.
Right, right.
And so I think I surprised her a little bit by being willing to engage with her about the issue. And I was thankful for the opportunity.
Right. Well, guys, after you finish here on 101, you can go and watch it. I'll post it on my social media accounts. You know the ones. It's Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka all over the important platforms that matter. Look for my name on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. Don't forget, you can watch us. We are a TV show as well. Just download the Salem News Channel app or check us out on your Roku, your Fire Stick device. And don't forget, my latest article went up on Friday on my Substack. That's sebastiangorka.substack.com. My whole name is one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. All right, you mentioned Randy Weingartner. You're just trying to steal my thunder, who is the chief teacher in America running the union. She's had a central casting for, you know, Perverts Are Us. Here's a little clip of her, a public clip of, well, this is what they want to do to your children. Play cut.
We have to let gay kids and gay teachers, frankly, we have to let everyone talk about their lived experience. That's part of how you build relationships. That's part of how you unite people. That's part of how you save a democracy.
Oh, sorry, I missed that. Save democracy. Gay children is how you save democracy. These people, the word whack job is applicable. Just this phrase, gay children's lived experience. Is she talking about children having sex with adults, homosexual? Should it be happening in the classroom? What is this woman on?
A couple things. Kids don't need a sexual spirit guide at school. Right. So teachers should not be sharing any information about their sexual orientation with children. I remember seeing my teacher at the supermarket and being surprised that she went grocery shopping.
So, right.
The idea.
What's Mrs. Dawson
eat?
Doing buying carrots?
That's right.
She eats?
That's right. So the idea that you have an adult talking to a child about sexual orientation, their own personal.
But that's even that's one thing. But this is like children's sexuality. I mean, that's Mooney. That's going back to the sexual perversion studies of, you know, kids, you know, have orgasms as infants. Kinsey and all this stuff. I mean, that's straight out of Kinsey.
The least
and Money, sorry, Dr. Money.
Dr. Money.
Yes.
The least interesting thing about a child should be their sexual orientation. And the fact that we have schools that are hyper-focusing on sexual orientation needs to stop. And Sebastian, we need to look no further than the literacy proficiency across the United States of America to see that as we have allowed American education to be co-opted by this woke weaponization against the American people, academic achievement has plummeted.
Yeah.
So, you know, the message to Randy is this, Randy. The schools aren't doing their primary job of teaching kids to read, write, and do math. Right. So anything else, to me, at this point, is completely off the table.
Right, we'll get to that because that, you know, is what we should be talking about if they weren't lunatic ideologues running the American Teachers Union. But we have to deal with that first before we get to proficiency. This is America First, one-on-one with Tiffany Justice. Follow her right now on Twitter for the number 4, Tiffany Justice. And it is, of course, Mums for Liberty. You've got to go to their website as well. And if you don't have a chapter where you are, make one, momsforliberty.org. If you enjoy this show as much as we do, if 3 hours a day simply is enough. What are you doing this July 4th? Join us for the trip of a lifetime. It is our Patriots Alaska cruise, especially if you missed our trip to the Holy Land a year ago. We took 350 of our listeners. It was amazing. Now it's going to be a little bit closer to home. We're going to sail the waterways of the most beautiful state of the Union. Check out the amazing itinerary at sebgorka.com. Reserve a cabin today. They're almost all gone. I think we're pushing 400 already. Don't miss it. I'll be there the whole week with Katie, with Jennifer Horn, with Chris DeGaulle, with Mike Gallagher and hundreds of patriots just like you. Find all the details and reserve your cabin today. SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Stay with us for more one-on-one with Moms for Liberty's Tiffany Justice.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coaxed you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew that was good for you. And it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and vegetables. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is Balance of Nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. Feel better naturally and eat your fruits and vegetables every single day with Balance of Nature. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them directly, you must use promo code GORKA to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them 800-246-8751 and use code GORKA or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code GORKA to get 35% off. You're listening to America First, one-on-one with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Tiffany Justice. You are listening to America First, one-on-one with me, your host, Dr. G, or rather, let's get technical, Dr. G Mark II. What do I mean by that? Well, thanks to Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team at My PhD Weight Loss, after 20 years of trying, failing, I got rid of that excess luggage. What am I talking about? 42 pounds of stuff I didn't need around my belly. And it feels amazing. Katie lost 36. My colleague, Mike Gallagher, lost 53 pounds. I mean, you add that all up, that's more than a Lauren Boebert that we lost. Now Dennis Prager is on the program. Mr. GR, executive producer, is on the program. This works. No scary needles, no pills to pop, no stupid calorie counting. 5 meals a day that help you burn the fat. I'm down to size 36 in blue jeans. I'm 6'3". I haven't been size 36 in pants since I was in my 20s. And it feels amazing. Call them up right now, 864-644-1900. Check out the shocking before and after pictures at myphdweightloss.com. Mine will truly amaze you. And give them a call. What have you got to lose except all that excess weight? 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. Okay, so let's talk about what you just said I don't know if you have the money figures at the tips of your fingers, but we spend a lot of money.
$840 billion this year.
And in cities like Baltimore, it is per student huge amounts of money.
I think it's about $18,000
per student. It's pushing 20.
In New York, it's close to $40,000.
But in Baltimore, if you say, let's round it up to 20.
Sure.
Not one high school graduated somebody who was proficient in reading and writing. So how do we get here? Where did it start? Is Randy Weingarten the final iteration of something? If you had to map it backwards, is it just the union said, okay, all we want now is money, and we want to be a cut through for the Democrats who will send us more money when we get them reelected? If you had to identify the genesis of how we got to a place where homosexual sex with children is the priority, but knowing what, you know, algebra is not.
I think the point would be that the issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution. And they're willing to use whatever they
That's
a James Lindsay quote. I'll credit James with that. But what we've seen is that it doesn't really matter what it is we're talking about, because you can, you know, it's how you have queers for Palestine, right?
I mean, right.
You know, you'd be killed there. But okay, right. Sure, you know, chant in the streets. And that's what we're seeing in the public schools. It's really just any effort to destabilize, to drive a wedge between the parent and the child. And it's really communism. I mean, it's really, they don't care about changing my mind or yours. They just want the kids. And to Randy, the point with Randy, she's not a mom. She doesn't have kids. They want our kids. They want our kids.
Wow.
Because they're not having their own children. And so
how
do we get to that point in America? The goal of the public education system is to create social justice warriors, to create activists. The goal is no longer to teach reading, writing, and math, to have practicable skills.
Yeah.
That's just not the goal anymore. And the unions are the foot soldiers for the progressive far left.
So when we moved to America 16 years ago and we ended up in Virginia, this is emblematic of why Moms for Liberty exists. We did a little bit of research on the Fairfax County School Board, and we found out 9 members, every single one of them a flaming, raving lefty. And the most important point, not one of the school board members had a child in the public school system of the county for which they made the decisions.
That's not surprising.
Which means it's just power.
Yes,
it's just power.
In the bedroom communities of Washington, D.C., of that, the administrative state, the fourth, you know, executive, the fourth branch of our government, that's where we see some of the most progressive, radical things happening in Montgomery County, Maryland.
I have to verify this. There's one story that's been written that the Trans Day of Visibility White House proclamation was actually pushed out of one of the either Loudoun or Fairfax School Board originally. They floated it that it has to be Biden this year that makes a proclamation. Does that surprise you that a lunatic county in Northern Virginia is actually affecting federal statements?
Absolutely not. No, I mean, but the schools are very, very important to the people that are in power in America right now, keeping their power. The amount of money that gets laundered through the public education system into and through really Arabella and America Works into these C3s who are then going and doing work in the school system. You'll hear a lot about this idea of community partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Community schools. I think that's. I'd love to be able to talk with you about that today because it's something that every American needs to know.
The community partnership verbiage.
The community partnership verbiage, but the community schools idea. When Randy Weingarten was brought before Congress to testify about what happened during COVID, the closing of schools and the effect on children, the arsonist pretending to be the firefighter says, we just need to reach the whole child, and we need community schools. And so community schools is a program that was started by the CDC in partnership with our school system, public education, federal public education across the United States. And what they want to do is they want to service the whole school, the whole child, the whole community.
You mean take control of them completely?
Absolutely.
Own the child. It's like, was it Biden or was it Kamala
Biden.
Who said, they're our children, which is Maoism. They're not the state's children.
Correct.
It's the parents.
Yep. And they're going to use health equity, right?
Health equity.
Mm-hmm.
So, right.
Yes.
We need to unpack all of that. Just let's go back to my little moment of clarity. Do you have an explanation for how it is? Because, you know, I arrived here as an immigrant. My wife was, of course, born in America, but she'd been with me in Europe for 12 years. How do we get to a point where you don't have to be conservative, but where residents of a county didn't just scratch their heads and say, hang on a second, none of the board members of this school board have kids in the schools they control, and Randy Weingartner doesn't have any children. How is it that nobody just started? When was Moms created? When were you created?
2021, January
1st. So why are we just like for decades going, la, 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 this isn't weird?
Well, to be honest, I think conservatives kind of ceded the ground of public education to the left. There was a lot of focus on school choice and education freedom, which I support, but we did give over an entire institution to be completely captured.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it took me as a mom serving on school board and saying, okay, well, I see now behind the education curtain how government is making decisions and how our money is being spent. And then I have four children in three different schools, and I'm watching how the policies and decision making that we're making is being implemented in the schools. And there's often even a disconnect between those things.
Right.
And so I just think Americans and conservatives in the very busy part of their lives where they were focused on raising families and going to
trusted these people.
Business, that's right.
Yeah. We're talking to Tiffany Justice. Follow her right now on Twitter, the number 4, Tiffany Justice, momsforliberty.org. This is America First. If you enjoy the show, make sure you never miss any of our deep dives with the real experts, the real newsmakers like Tiffany. Subscribe on the podcast platform of your choice. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. And if you want sanity back in this world, stand by the man who could actually make a difference and save the Republic. It's us to us, up to us. Fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45. On our website, sebgorkastore.com, along with perhaps the most important thing we've ever put there. It's just a T-shirt. You saw me. I posted about it. I traveled home from Mar-a-Lago wearing it. Got lots of great comments at the airport on the plane. It's just a T-shirt with a picture of that beautiful, sadly departed 22-year-old young woman, and it says, say her name, Lakin Riley. SebGorkaStore.com, that's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, store.com. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com.
Sebastian, you leave this audience spellbound, and I'm going to pay you the biggest compliment of all. I'm going to make you an honorary Bronx boy because you're unbelievable. And if you grew up in the Bronx, your name, they would have called you Sally Batts for sure. I love this show.
What is Sally Batts?
Well, that's like a part of your name, like Sebastian, Sally, S-A, and then Sebastian Batts. The Bronx boys have a different way of speaking.
I like that.
It's a compliment.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
If you enjoy America First, support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. I'm surprised he wasn't at Mar-a-Lago on Thursday. I'll have to give him a jingle. We need to buy American. You know that, don't you? Don't buy that Chinese garbage on Amazon. And it's not just about the MyPillow, the best pillow in the world, the one I lay my head on every night. It's hundreds of products available on his website, made in America, by Americans for you. Let's have his Mac back. What if all of us started to buy American today? Wouldn't that be amazing? Let's start with Mike. MyPillow.com, use my name for up to 2/3 off and free shipping. There is no other offer like that. You know it's true. Call him up. Talk to a human being. 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. That's 800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the secret code. G-O-R-K-A. All right, you've been on the show multiple times. You're a rock star today when it comes to these issues. But for those who tuned in late or missed your prior interviews, tell us the story of Moms for Liberty, how it happened, and you know, the Washington elevator pitch for what is it that you do.
Absolutely. Moms for Liberty was founded by two moms, Tina Deskovich and myself. We served as school board members, and we had kids in public school. And what we saw was the American public was really disconnected from our governmental processes in general. We had moms who weren't very political, but during COVID, they said, wow, there are policies that are really hurting my family. And how are those policies being made? Oh, they're being made by politicians. How am I going to affect those policies? Well, I'm going to get involved in politics. And, you know, I was never involved in politics. I wasn't a registered Republican until 2016. And I realized that I had to get involved. If not me, who? And so now we have over 130,000 members across the United States that are saying, if not me, who's going to make these decisions better than I can for my family? And now we have people all over America stepping up and running for office. I'll tell you, Sebastian, 29% of our moms had never voted in a primary before. 12% weren't registered to vote. You're talking about an enormous amount of a really strong American patriots who believe in our country and the future of our country. They're stakeholders. We're talking about the future of their kids. Nobody is going to fight harder for America than a mom.
And as a result, is it reasonable to say that we should be thankful for the China virus?
Absolutely. I don't know that we would have the opportunity to save America if it wasn't for COVID and what happened. And so Tina and I make something every day called COVID lemonade, where we take the lemons from COVID, and we try to harness that energy. Parents woke up. America woke up, and we've been given an opportunity to save our country, and we're going to take every second of it.
And for those who weren't looking over the shoulder of their kids on the Zoom classes during COVID and just trusted those teachers or those schools, beyond the transgender lunacy, which is, it is actual lunacy, there's a reason it was until recently in the DSM as a mental condition, until the activists got that changed as well. What other aspects of what was realized then? What was it, the CRT? Was it the racism? What are the red pills that COVID helped others to take?
It's the driving of a wedge between the parent and the child. Social-emotional learning is something that Americans need to know more about.
Explain that phrase.
It's a programming mechanism, truly. What they'll tell you is, well, the kids, you know, they need to feel safe and valued, and we're going to create that system in schools through really group therapy. In classes where we explore kids' feelings, well, you know, if Sebastian's dog died yesterday and then Sebastian's upset about it, but I need him to focus on math. But before we start class, you share your dog died. Well, now you're sad. Now everybody in the class is sad. And now we're all talking about our feelings. And it's really hard to focus on math. And I use that
and the logic here is what? To put kids into vulnerable situations?
Yes, to destabilize the child. It really is about this idea of the child subverting their own feelings, their own faith, their own tradition, values, what you've instilled in your child for the good of the people. Does that sound familiar?
Right. So dismantle the values of the family.
Correct.
So that other values that are favored by the left and the state can be put in their place.
Correct. Wow. The issue is never the issue.
Do you have briefs on your website on things like social emotional learning and
we do.
This community school program? Right, well, let's break that down next. We're talking to Tiffany Justice, momsforliberty.org. Go today, momsforliberty.org. And if you don't have a chapter, build one. It's the American way. We're coming to you from relieffactor.com studios. We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. You may have heard that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of the big box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They have been attacked as part of the cancel culture, and so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, for $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code G-O-R-K-A or call 800-829-8468 today. That's code GORKA. This is America First One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Tiffany Justice.
Now on the topic of these pornographic books that you keep calling these point of contacts on as it relates to whether they should be read or not. 13 Reasons Why by Jay Asher, currently in Storm Grove Middle School and Freshman Learning Center. Page 265. As if letting him was going to cure all my problems.
Sir, I'll stop you there.
But in the end,
sir, I will stop you there.
And
then we will continue.
You stop rubbing circles on my stomach.
I'm going to stop you there, please.
Instead, you rub back and forth. Gently along my waist. Your pinky made its way under the top of my
shirt
and rolled back and forth from hip to hip.
I'll ask you to leave.
That's a friend of mine, Pastor John Amachukwu, reading from a book that is used in the schools that kids can access that is pornographic, having the school board shut him down, and if you weren't watching on the television, having one of the staff literally physically remove the microphone from in front of him, because you can't read it at the school board meeting with the adults, but the 10-year-olds can read it at school because it's in the school library. Tiffany, where was that?
That was in Indian River County, Florida.
Oh.
Yeah.
You haven't crushed them yet?
I'm sorry?
You haven't crushed them yet.
No. Well, we're working. I mean, the truth of the matter was, in this instance, in this county, the books that the parents were reading out loud had been put back on the shelf after a review process. So when they got up to read the books, I mean, you can't make it up. They get up to read the books that had gone through review and passed. The mics being shut down that night, I'm proud to say that all of those books were removed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We love Pastor John. So it's not just mama bears, right? The daddies are allowed, daddy
Absolutely.
Bears.
Absolutely, yeah. Strong men support strong women, and we have a ton of members and supporters that are men at Moms for Liberty.
Maybe somebody should start Dads for Liberty. Just planning it out. There's 3.5 million of you. Maybe just, 300 of you could just start a little thing. Dads for Liberty. And it's just, putting it out there. All right, we talked about this truly Maoist concept of social-emotional learning, where you're breaking down the inner defenses of the child in a group therapy session so that other values can be inserted into their porous minds. Let's get a little bit more detail on community schooling and the community schooling system. What does that cover, Tiffany?
It's very important for people to understand that the federal government gives anywhere between 3% and 16% of funding to any given state.
For education.
Right. So of the state budget, anywhere between 3% and 16% comes from the federal government. What the federal government wants to do is expand that percentage, right?
Because it's control.
its control, and then they can, you know, really the idea of local control, which is so incredibly important in America, right? Having an elected representative on your school board so I can come and talk to you about my concerns as a constituent. You'll be completely ineffective because the money will just be flowing. The teachers unions love this idea. They love the idea of expanding the schools. And as more and more parents are pulling their kids out of schools, District 2 in New York City, they actually have lost. They had like 70,000 students. They're down to 40,000. So while there are new students, illegal immigrant students that are coming into our schools, right, and the union is working in that way, they want to solidify the footprint of the federal government in public schools. So we have been given a very unique opportunity, and my hope is, with President Trump being elected again, that we will finally, people talk about abolishing the system, the Department of Education. We need to dismantle it. We need to look at every way that the public education system is being used to undermine our democracy.
Right, because getting rid of it in D.C. doesn't mean you've solved the problem in every other state.
Correct. And so we need to be very smart and strategic about how we do that work.
And just give us more, you know, of a definition that what is the... What did you say? It's never what they say it is. So what is the community schooling system concept? What do they say they're doing, and what are they really doing with
that? They're saying that, you know, children have needs, and those needs aren't being met. And I'm not going to say that isn't true. There are children that have medical needs, and as a parent, it's your job to provide that. But the school shouldn't be raising our children. They should be teaching the kids to read, write, and do math, and we need to rely on the American people to raise their children. But the more the school does, the less the family will do. And that's what we've seen steadily increasing over the past 40 years. And in community schools will mean that you'll have a school-based health clinic in every school. Think of it like a Planned Parenthood office in every school across the United States of America. So if I lower the age of consent down to 12 and I now have medical services available in the school, I can give your child a day-after pill.
Right.
You could take puberty blockers, for example. You could be taking vaccines without your parents' consent or not.
COVID directly factored into this, right? That was the wedge to make this, we're doing it for health purposes, and federal health funds are going to be commingled, right?
Yeah, but it's been happening for quite some time. I think what America saw was the CDC has way too much power and control. Mm-hmm. When I saw in Florida during COVID, a judge cited the CDC's recommendation for forced masking as a compelling interest for the state to negate parental rights. That happened in a Florida court.
Wow.
Crazy, crazy stuff. And so what we need to do is ensure that at the most local level, parents have a say in their children's education. We have a beautiful system of elected school boards across America to ensure that parents' voices are heard. And we need to make sure that we're pushing as much power down back to the states, back to that most local level, so that kids are really getting what they need. And if they aren't, parents have an avenue to change that.
I'm curious, just the whole COVID thing, why was Randy and everybody else in power shutting down the schools? Is it because they were lazy and they didn't want to work, or they just wanted to show this is how powerful we are?
It was just an opportunity for more money and more funding and increased control and impact. And to be clear, the Biden administration, the Democrats need the schools. I mean, the system, it protects the system, and the system works in service of the Democratic Party right now.
Well, and these unions are just funneling money back to the Democrats. We're talking to Tiffany Justice. Follow her right now on Twitter at 4 Tiffany Justice, and join mumsforliberty.org today. Make sure that if you don't have a chapter, that you consider building one where you are. It's the most American thing to do. Remember what the greatest author on America ever said, the Frenchman, Alexis de Tocqueville. What makes America so different? It's our volunteerism. Real America isn't here in the swamp. Yeah, it's cool to be president and work in the White House or be a senator or what have you. But real America, the locus of America, is the local community. And the left knew that, and that's how they stole our country. One school board election, one county commissioner at a time. Now it's time to take it all back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. You know me, guys. I'm a night owl. I don't like to go to bed because there are so many interesting things to see and read on the internet. I could probably stay up and read all night, but since I do have a hard wake-up time, I occasionally need something to help me wind down and get to sleep. Relief Factor Sleep is the single most effective sleep aid I have ever tried. I've learned a couple of things since taking a Relief Factor Sleep. It's non-addicting, healthy sleep. During certain stages of sleep, your body re-energizes and repairs. It forms and cements memories. I know it works because I feel the difference. When you feel the difference, you know it's working. Unleash the power of great sleep naturally. To order Relief Factor Sleep, go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com or 1-800-4-RELIEF. Sleep, it's the most important thing.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it. You're listening to America First One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Tiffany Justice. Let's stand with a man who can do it because he did it before. Fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45. Get yours today at sebgorkastore.com. And also, send a message to those who, well, are endangering all of us as we speak. You don't have to live along the border. We've put the beautiful face of Laken Riley on a T-shirt with a very simple phrase. Say her name, Laken Riley. Get yours today. Everything made in America on my website, including all of my books, sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. And you can support the president directly at donaldjtrump.com. Last question for you, Tiffany. Homeschooling.
Yes.
Is it the answer? Is it a palliative? Is it an additional thing? Or do we say, we've got to fix the public schools at the same time.
Homeschooling is wonderful. And if you have the ability to homeschool your children, if one of you can stay home from work and you can homeschool, I absolutely recommend that parents homeschool. The reality is right now where we are in America, because of inflation and because of our economy, Bidenomics, yeah. A lot of parents don't have the choice, Sebastian. My grocery bill is up almost twice what it used to be with four kids at home. And so we love homeschooling and support that. We support education freedom, but we need to put a focus on our public schools for a number of reasons. Children deserve to learn to read. Right now, we're spending an enormous amount of tax money on programs that are not helping them to do that. And we need to put the focus back on unfolding their full potential in life. And there is going to be a percentage of the American children, no matter all of the things that we do,
right,
that will continue in the public school system. So let's make sure that we're doing everything we can to increase good outcomes.
And if people listening say, oh, that's interesting, but I couldn't do what she did. She knows what she's doing. She built this massive thing with Tina. I could never do anything like that or be part of that. What do you say to those people, Tiffany?
I say get off the comfy couch because we need every single person. And God has given everyone a gift that they can use in this fight to save our country. If you don't know how to get involved, really call Moms for Liberty. Go on our website. See the different work we're involved in. Maybe you can donate. Maybe you can write a letter to the editor. Everyone has something that they can do to help us.
Yeah. Fabulous message. Are you feeling optimistic?
I am, because I believe in the American people. I believe that with the right information, the American people are going to fight to save our country. And I believe that we still have a lot of good years in front of us here in America.
But only if you get off the comfy couch.
That's right.
Put down the bag of chips and get off the comfy couch and do something for America. Do it for your kids. Do it for your grandkids. But just do something that your parents and your grandparents would be proud of. There's a great metric in life. I don't know who said it on the show. What would your granddad think? What would your grandmother think? Would they be proud of your response to what they're trying to do to this, the greatest nation on God's green earth? Keep that in front of you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been America First, one-on-one. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact. What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you.
We love you.
Okay, 4 p.m. We've been 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
Please do.
That's really nice. What we did, we took care of the black colleges, universities. They're taken care of now, and she understands it. A lot of people don't understand it. Biden did nothing for them. And I
was waiting for him in Mar-a-Lago. I had to have a second cigar on the lawn while he was going into Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. Wow. Back from Mar-a-Lago, amazing. We'll share some video from that later. President Trump left at 6 a.m. from West Palm Beach, got back to our reception to celebrate Truth Social going public. Thank you, Devin Nunes. Thank you, Jack. Thanks to all of you. He arrived back at like 10 o'clock at night, gave a 40-minute speech without notes because he was, you know, meeting the American people. Hey, Jeff, I'm trying to think. Is there a video of Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden being greeted by a black American like that, who's so like, we love you, I stand by? I'm trying to think of a Democrat leader being so accepted.
There isn't. And you want to know what's even better about that clip? You can see there's an ABC watermark on that. I clipped that from Jimmy Kimmel's monologue.
Wow.
Because he felt the need to defend it. And at the end, he tried to list off the amount of money that Biden has given to black colleges. They're on the defense again.
But what kind of an idiot shows that video in the first place?
That's what I thought.
Right?
That's what I thought.
You're making him look good.
Exactly. But you know what stung him? The late night guest had to defend the amount of money that Biden's given him, supposedly.
Wow. Eric, how did Jen do yesterday? I managed to tune in for a little bit, but how did she do?
She did as great as always. I mean, she's a radio pro who already does like 10 hours of radio a day, so she could do it in her sleep. She was excellent.
Yeah, she is the hardest working gal. Girl or boy in radio. Thank you, Jen, for standing in yesterday. Okay, lots of news, amazing guests. Do I depress you with the dinner I went to before I left for Mar-a-Lago? I want to talk to you about the Rhino Party. I want to talk to you about the deep state. Well, let's just have a little example. This is Kevin McCarthy talking about one of his former colleagues in Congress, and it's not a Democrat he's attacking. A Cut 7 is a perfect example of who the rhinos are.
So was it this? You made a lot of concessions in the negotiations.
I didn't. Okay.
Is that
Let's get to the bottom of that.
Right?
That is such a misnomer in life. Let me give you the truth about that now. And I'll give you the truth why I'm not speaker. It's because one person, a member of Congress, wanted me to stop an ethics complaint because he slept with a 17-year-old.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Who is Kevin McCarthy speaking about?
Matt Gaetz.
So he's actually saying Matt Gaetz got rid of him because he had underage sex.
Yeah, and he doesn't say that there wasn't a complaint claiming that. He just actually says, because he had sex with an underage girl.
Shouldn't Matt Gaetz sue him into the ground?
I think ousting him as speaker is a little bit better. But yes, I think he should.
Eric, does that surprise you that the guy who was Speaker of the Republican Party is doing that to his fellow Republicans?
The man is saltier than the Dead Sea, for God's sakes. Like, he cannot get over the fact that, again, he is the first speaker ever to be removed during a congressional session. That's a historical first you never want on your record. I can't believe, though, people, and he is Democrats, are still running with this Matt Gaetz pedophile law. Biden's DOJ declined to charge him. They took a look at this and said, yeah, there's nothing here. We're not charging him. Yeah. So basically vindication as far as I'm concerned. But they're still running with this lie because some people still believe it.
It would have been delightful to see Kevin McCarthy have a fraction of that aggression towards the Democrats for things they really did than to accuse his fellow Republicans for things they didn't do. Oh, I hope Matt Gaetz rips him a new one. But it gets better. It gets better. Here we have, I can't believe, the tone deafness of the fake conservatives. I'm going to have Lara Trump on my show on Sunday on Newsmax. That's the new America First MAGA party. As I mentioned, Katie is now the chair for our county, the biggest county in Virginia, 1.2 million people. She won that election last Saturday. And what are the rhinos talking about? John Bolton, of course, on CNN, finally reveals who he voted for instead of President Trump. Can you guess who he wrote into the ballot? Cut 8.
And you've said you're going to write someone in November.
That's what I did in 2020, and I'll do it again this November.
Who did you write in 2020? You've never revealed that before.
Well, I might as well say it now. I voted for Dick Cheney.
Wow.
And I'll vote for Dick Cheney again this November.
You'll write in Dick Cheney.
That's right.
I'm speechless, Jeff. Help me out. Dick Cheney wasn't running. Dick Cheney is almost as senile as Biden when he's not shooting his fellow duck hunters. The fact that he said that publicly, Bolton said that.
And you want to talk about a guy that is more associated with the military-industrial complex. That is Dick Cheney, and that's who he says. That's who he said he's going to vote for.
What does that mean about Bolton, that he'd actually say that publicly on CNN?
Well, I thought he was running anyway. Remember he announced it?
Oh, he announced it on British television.
Yeah, Good Morning Britain.
Yes. What does it say about Bolton that he said, I wrote in Dick Cheney and I'm going to vote for him again?
That he's a complete loser that can't get over the fact that Trump got rid of him.
Yeah. What a great connection to the McCarthy clip. They're all losers. As Eric said, I'm going to use that. Sorry, Eric. I don't know if you stole that from somebody, but saltier than the Dead Sea, that's a good one. I've swam in the Dead Sea. And by the way, it's impossible because you float like a cork because it is so full of salt. You can't even swim in it. They're just losers. You know that... Is this an unchristian thing to say, or is it just a statement of fact? The most delicious aspect of it all is they have no comprehension of what they look like from the outside. The fact that Kevin McCarthy says that, that he goes to Oxford Union. I played this a couple of months ago. He goes to Oxford Union after we oust him from the speakership, and he says, I look at the Democrat Party, and it looks more like America than my party did. What? You're the Speaker of the Republicans for the House, and you're dissing your own party. Then you accuse a fellow Republican of having underage sex simply because he ousted you because you broke your promises and you're fake and a coward and a cuckold. And then Bolton, what kind of person works in a Trump administration and then writes in Dick Cheney on the 2020 ballot? That qualifies them, tells you who they are. It's never been about America for them. Not for Kevin, not for John. It's about them and their petty agendas and their revanchism and their revenge and their, ooh, I have to say something nasty about that other person because of, ooh, made me feel bad. Oh, time to rise up and take back the party. Get engaged, my friends. All right, back in the chair. So good to be back in the studio. If you love this show as much as we just delight in making it for you, make sure you are subscribed, whichever podcast platform you prefer. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never miss an episode. Oh, and if you want him back, the T-shirt that says it all, we love an outlaw in America, the mugshot from Atlanta, Trump 2024. Get yours today at sebgorkastore.com. You can get it on a mug as well. Mugshot on a mug. SebGorkaStore.com. You can support him directly at DonaldJTrump.com. This is America First.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.